Again, for the record, Richard Whitman, DEQ Director. I'm going to give a very short staff presentation on this item number two, which concerns a proposed order authorizing me, the commission would authorize me to grant a variance to the vehicle emission testing requirements for the Portland metro area and the Rogue Valley area. As you all know, we're in historic times right now with coronavirus, and we are working along with other state agencies to do everything possible, along with local government, private business, and citizens, to very quickly here take short-term actions to slow the rate of transmission of coronavirus. And for your information, for DEQ operations, we're down to between 10 to 20% of our workforce actually being in the office at this point, and we're really moving to encouraging everyone who possibly can to telework. We have one particular program where the risk of transmission of coronavirus is somewhat higher because of the nature of the program, and that is our vehicle inspection program. The vehicle inspection program does close to 600,000 vehicle inspections per year. There are some stations that do more than 100,000 inspections in that station in a year. So we have very high frequency of contact between our lane inspectors and the public. And for those of you who have had the pleasure of participating in the program individually, you know that it involves inspectors opening doors and getting in cars and connecting the diagnostic cable. So there is unavoidable contact of exactly the sort that we are trying to minimize or avoid. So we have been working with our managers, station managers, and Mike Skrupka, our vehicle inspection program manager, has been working also with our partners at the Department of Motor Vehicles, because for older vehicles, in order to renew a registration in these two areas, Portland and Rogue Valley, you need a certificate that says your vehicle has passed an emissions test. So if we are suspending, as we are proposing, the vehicle inspection program, we raise the issue of how do people then renew their vehicle registrations. So the proposal before you today is that we suspend the emissions testing requirement, which would, for a temporary period of time, which would enable owners of those older vehicles to go to the DMV and get their registrations renewed. Now, I have to say, the governor and the Department of Motor Vehicles are also looking at potential suspensions of their programs and a suspension, frankly, of the requirement to renew vehicle registrations within this period. So there is some uncertainty in terms of the interrelationship between the DEQ's emissions testing program and DMV's vehicle registration renewal requirements. And because of that uncertainty and because things are really changing on a day-to-day, if not hourly basis, the request to the commission from me is that you delegate authority from the commission to me to suspend these rule requirements, allowing me to work out the details of the timing and the exact nature of that suspension with my counterparts at the DMV so that we can make this work both for our employees and for the public that is also trying to figure out what to do with expiring registrations. So that's really the staff report on this. I do want to thank Mike Skrupka in particular, who has been working long hours to try to figure out how to wind down this particular operation in an orderly fashion and do so in coordination with DMV. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions from the commission.
Chair George.
Commissioner Addington.
This is Commissioner Mosby. As a participant in the DIT program, I just want to reemphasize what Director Whitman said. You drive in, you guys are probably thinking, hey, it's just a drive-through, but you get in, you have to open your door, get out. The inspector has to reach under your dashboard to hook your car up. Then if you pass, you go into a very small enclosed booth to pay your registration and license fees, and you're face-to-face with another DMV person, or a DEQ person, actually, who's interfacing with DMV via computer. So it is a hazardous situation in light of today's situation. So I think he's right on, and I would hopefully we'd approve this.
And this is Molly, and I just really want to also commend the fact that you're taking the appropriate actions to protect the workforce. That is, in my mind, the most important thing that we can do right now is implement kind of social distancing and make sure that our employees, as well as the public that they interact with, act responsibly and try to slow the transmission. So I think this is fine. I did have a question about how, it kind of does not have an end date on it, and if that's an issue that we need to think about, or it'll just be kind of an update that we get as this whole pandemic runs out.
So if I could, Chair George, to respond to Commissioner Kyle's question, there is a presumptive date in the order right now, what I would characterize as a presumptive date of April 14. We have, as of yesterday, actually shut down the lane inspections and notified staff and the public that we're not going to be doing inspections through April 14. The order would give me the authority to extend that beyond April 14 as we believe is necessary and appropriate given our consultation with the health authority over the level of risk. As I noted, this is changing from a day-to-day basis. After this was drafted, the governor made the decision late yesterday to extend school closures to April 28. So I think it is likely that this suspension of the testing requirement would extend longer, probably at least until April 28. But it is flexible to give the ability to respond to the crisis.
And this is Molly again. To extend it further, which is likely, do you need further action from the commission, or does this petition just give you the authority to continue to extend that as needed?
Chair George, Commissioner Kyle, this would give me the authority to extend it without having to come back to the commission.
Very good.
You can always revoke that authority, just to be clear.
Good to know.
Okay, commissioners, are there any other comments or questions? One question I had, and we don't need to get into this too deeply, but this certainly is a program, as Commissioner Mosby described, where there's very close contact with people in their vehicles. Are there other programs of DEQs wherein, inspectors have to go into, small shops or facilities that we may need to be reviewing for these types of exposures as well?
Thank you, Chair George. Yes, there are other activities that we have identified where there is a higher than normal risk to DEQ employees, and yesterday, Deputy Director Felden has been working with managers and staff throughout the agency to identify those functions, and we sent out direction yesterday, which I'm happy to provide to the Commission, putting a pause on those activities again for until it's appropriate to resume them. Those include wastewater treatment plant inspections, some on-site septic system inspections, and a few other particular areas.
Director Whitman, if you'd like, this is Leah Felden for the record. I can enumerate the others. We're suspending inspections for all media at hospitals or crematoriums, also correction facilities. You mentioned on-site in particular where there's a risk of exposure to sewage.
So, yes, we've gone through that analysis and have taken those steps.
Okay, thank you. And are those the types of temporary suspensions that the director can authorize, or are there others that will need to come before the EQC?
We're keeping an eye out for whether there are any things where we're required by a rule or similar requirement where we'd need to come to the Commission, but right now not aware of any of those that require Commission action.
Okay, good to know. All right, are any other comments or questions needed at this time before we proceed with this action? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion on the order, the proposed order.
So this is Molly. I recommend that DEQ recommends that the Oregon Environmental, DEQ recommends that the Oregon Environmental Quality Commission approve the proposed order in the attached order. I'm not seeing an exact verbatim here, Richard.
Yeah, if I may, Chair George, Commissioner Kyle, I think the motion would be that the Commission approve the order, the proposed order attached to the staff report.
In which case, I recommend that the EQC approve the proposed order delegating authority to the DEQ director to issue a temporary variance on the requirement for inspection of certain motor vehicles, as stated in the item 2. Is that close enough?
That will work.
Thank you, Commissioner. Would a commissioner second by stating their name, please?
Wade Gregg, I'll second.
Great. And just to go a little bit easier on the vote here, we'll have a roll call vote. So please signify either aye or nay when your commissioner name is called. Commissioner Kyle?
Aye.
Commissioner Brasso?
Aye.
Commissioner Addington?
Aye.
Commissioner Mosby?
Aye.
The ayes have it. The order is passed. Thank you, everyone.
So thank you, Chair George. Again, we will be in touch with you and Vice Chair Barrasso looking at a likely phone-in meeting again for the Commission in 3 to 4 weeks from now. Of course, all of this is dependent on how events transpire here with coronavirus. So we will be in touch with you all. And thank you for your time and patience today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And commissioners and everyone who's listening in on the phone, I too want to thank everybody for your flexibility and your patience with having this done in kind of an unusual and a strange way for us. You know, these are challenging times, and they're going to require all of our flexibility and kind of patience to get through it together. So, everyone, thank you for your time, and stay healthy. We'll talk soon. And with that, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you.
And thank you all. This is Stephanie Caldera, the EQC assistant. The draft minutes as well as audio files from this meeting will be posted to the website within the next 48 hours. In addition, please do see our website for future special meeting scheduling and additional documents. Appreciate your patience, operator. Thank you for your assistance today.
And we will now close the EQC meeting call. Bye-bye.
And thank you. That does conclude our conference. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T teleconference. You may now disconnect.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
We're sorry. Your conference is ending now. Please hang up.